Welcome to Anchor Daily, where we daily engage in God's Word and prayer, reminding each other of the only anchor that truly holds.
Hey, everybody. Joseph Aboda here and ready to think through some of Colossians chapter 4 with you today. Now, as I was reading through this chapter, what stood out to me particularly was verse 2. And it reads, "Continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving." Now, being steadfast carries with it a notion of intentional drive or a sort of habitual adherence or persistence. So what does it look like to continue steadfastly in prayer? Now, as best as I can tell, it means there are going to be aspects of prayer that are arduous, tiresome, and marked by temptation to cut it short. Although duration of prayer for duration's sake is of no value, nevertheless, if you're anything like me, sometimes truly entering into a time of prayer isn't so easy. I wonder, what do you think the purpose of prayer is? Is it not to take advantage of a miraculous relationship opened to us by the blood of Jesus? Is it not a place of intimate connection with the one who adopted us? But how often do our prayers sound more like leaving a message on God's cosmic answering machine than an authentic conversation with the creator of the universe that lives within? Far too often, the noise of my day and the fullness of my schedule rob me of prayer. But more than that, when I do sit down to pray, I fail to push through the clutter of my mind and truly connect with God as He longs to. In other words, I fail to continue steadfastly in prayer, which is what I think Paul is getting at here. Now let's look at the next part of this verse. It says, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it. Being watchful is kind of a strange way to describe a mindset of prayer, don't you think? What in the world does Paul mean, be watchful? I mean, being watchful itself means kind of being alert, vigilant, and expectant. It means paying attention. But to what? Personally, I think this means being in a posture to receive or notice something. So here's what I believe. I believe God wants to talk with us, show us things, teach us, encourage us, and even correct us. Our faith is in a God who has not made Himself distant. On the contrary, He has done everything in His power to make available to us a supernaturally intimate relationship. Now, relationships hinge on communication and connection. The question is, do we treat our time of prayer as a place to receive or just a place to speak? In the Gospel according to John, chapter 14, verse 6, or 26, Jesus tells us that the Helper, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, He will teach you all things and bring to your remembrance all that I have said to you. Well, if the Holy Spirit is going to teach, but we're not willing to listen, how well are we going to learn? The Spirit has an important role in prayer, even helping us to pray. If you want to check that out, you can look at Romans chapter 8, verses 26 through 27. The point here is that Paul is encouraging us to be in a posture of expectancy. There is a God who wants to connect with us and to communicate with us, but too often our habit is just to speak and not to listen. We don't expect to receive anything, and so, well, to no surprise, many of us don't. Okay. So what do we do with this verse? First, I would like to encourage all of us to schedule times of daily prayer, even throughout the day for this coming week. Those don't have to be long and drawn out. Just mark out 10 to 15 minutes, three times a day. Secondly, come to that time with a resoluteness to continue in that prayer steadfastly and not to be distracted or deterred. Thirdly, reserve 5 minutes of that prayer time for what some call listening prayer. Just ask the Lord if there is anything He would like to talk to you about. Keep a journal next to you and expect to receive. He may say something or He may not. Either way, you should be ready for when He does. Write down anything that pops to your mind. Seriously, sometimes things you think are insignificant or random, they turn out to be much more. Finally, Paul exhorts us to practice these things, expectant that we will receive and expectant that God will move. Certainly, Paul's life is testament to these truths, don't you think? So let us press on to do likewise then, listening closely to all that He has to say and being thankful for such an incredible opportunity to be His child. Amen.
Thanks for joining us today. Listen in tomorrow as we continue to encourage one another to be anchored, steadfast, and secure in Jesus. If you haven't already subscribed, please do so, because we'd love to continue to dive into God's Word with you. We'd also like the chance to connect further with you. If you go to bethel.ch, you'll see all sorts of ways to connect, serve, and worship with our church body. Finally, please consider sharing this podcast with your friends by word of mouth or on social media. Have a blessed rest of your day.